one of the iconic pictures of the Olympics is the gymnastics coach for the woman screaming to one of his charges, "You can do it." Remember the Romanian coach, Bella Caroli, saying, "You can do it." This kind of encouragement is something every one of us understands. Perhaps from a young time when our parents encouraged us in school or in our relationships. But that kind of encouragement is a wonderful thing. And in today's gospel, when we read from Matthew the genealogy of Jesus Christ and all the dysfunctional people in that genealogy, the gospel writer reminds us, in spite of all the failures of humanity, God believes in us and says, "You can do it and I will help." When you read that love story called the Bible, from the first book of Genesis, where after creation is over on the seventh day, God says it's good. There is no death, no suffering, no natural disasters. Creation is beautiful. Sin enters the picture, messes things up. But the love story ends not with Armageddon, like a lot of the movies would depict. But if you read the last chapters of the book of Revelation, Apocalypse, you'll see that it ends with a scene in heaven and God wiping away every tear from our eyes and saying to us, "I will serve you. You are home." That sort of encouragement from the sacred scriptures mirrors what we teach in the scriptures and in the liturgy every day. God says to us, "You can do it and I will help." You are never in it alone. For the Christian to say, "I've done the best I can," shows a lack of faith. Because we're not supposed to do the best that we can. We're supposed to do the best that God can help us. We're not in it alone. We're not by ourselves. We have the church, which is each of us encouraging one another. We have God saying to us, "You can do it. I will help you." This sort of emphasis on the goodness of humanity is rooted in all of sacred scripture. And you will find in today's society people who have no hope for humanity. Even comedians who say, "All I want to do is watch the wreckage of humanity." And the gospel reminds us of the great things that we are capable of with God's help, each other's encouragement, because God says to us, "You can do it." And the final thought is this: repentance is a beautiful thing when we say we're sorry and we want to be better. And the intention behind Lent, behind repentance before any major holy day is, I will try to be better for two reasons. Because I believe my God will help me be better, and because I love you. Repentance devoid of that magical charm of faith and love simply becomes a guilt-ridden sorrow because I have failed, as opposed to a hope-filled faith in a future with a promise and a beautiful motivation. I love you, I want to be better for you, and I know God will help me do that. This is the goal that God sets before us in today's gospel. He has not abandoned us. In fact, he says, "You can do it." Slava Isusu Hristu!